awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Good morning,
ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the main event.
Ooh.
Today, Doug battles the economy.
Oh, no.
That's right. Doug versus the economy. Who will win?
In a surprising twist of fate, no one.
Oh, Doug's kissing his muscles. Doug's part of the Illuminati. I think he's going to win.
Right. Yeah. Right. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. We are here with you. We're excited.
Oh, yes, we are.
It's Tuesday, and New Music Tuesday kicks into its new time slot. Its new permanent time slot,
whoa.
And we're pretty stoked on it.
Whoa.
Yeah. 7 a.m., less than an hour away from New Music Tuesday. It's one of the biggest features of the week, premiering all the new music. If you're a local artist and you'd like to get your stuff on Static Radio, you know, local to your area, we don't care where you are. We got a quote-unquote locals rule from Houston, our girl Hannah Elizabeth Smith.
Yep.
So if you'd like to submit music to us, mystaticradio.com, there's a locals rule section, submit your MP3 at band bio, and we'll play it. We got a lot of music today for you to vote on. Maybe you're usually in school or work by 8 o'clock and have missed New Music Tuesday. We're helping you out. 7 a.m., New Music Tuesday. Your chance to vote on all the jams.
Yeah, jamming.
Jam and jam.
Jam and jam.
Speaking of jams, John Cena got into a jam at SummerSlam. Am I right there, Doug?
Oh, Doug!
I missed Raw last night. Did you watch? You didn't watch Raw?
Doug.
You're my wrestling guy.
Who are you, Doug?
Doug, you're my go-to wrestling guy. I don't watch, and then I expect to come into work and go, hey, so did Brock Lesnar show up for Raw?
You're the one that...
He did. He got a new... They gave him a new belt.
They did?
Yeah.
A new belt.
But I would have watched Raw had the company I go through for my television service, my box not froze.
Oh,
snap.
On Cartoon Network.
It froze on Cartoon... Like,
I couldn't change the channels.
Are you serious?
It was just on Cartoon Network. I had to watch Cartoon Network all evening.
Oh,
that's
dude,
okay.
That sounds... I don't know how I feel about that.
I just had to get to 9 o'clock because then King of the Hill came on.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
What a weird channel to get stuck on.
Well, it's because cool. We were watching King of the Hill the night before, so.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did you forget to turn it off?
No, we just turned it on and then we went to change the channel and then nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
And then we went to call said company.
Yeah.
And they go, we're experiencing longer than average wait times. Oh, we're closed. Please call back tomorrow.
Oh. Wait, so you have to call them today?
Doug.
Yeah.
You have to call them today?
I have to call about, because we were just going to cancel our service.
Do you want me to do it for you?
Maybe.
I'm a big fan of taking care of things.
Yeah.
I wonder if...
We might need to do this.
We just might.
What if we did it on the show?
Especially if, you know, it got stuck on Cartoon Network.
Yep.
That could be...
Yeah.
Could be a good conversation.
We had to watch some show called Uncle Grandpa.
No.
Uncle
and it was
Grandpa?
The worst show I've ever seen in my entire life.
See, these are the things you have to tell a Comcast person.
That reminds me of too many scenarios back home.
Yeah.
Did I say Comcast? I meant whatever business it was.
Yeah. Whatever
you,
place.
You said Tom Jmash.
Was it Comcast?
It was.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
hey,
sad
you know
that
what,
I knew.
Though?
I just knew. I didn't even know, and I knew.
Investigative report. Team Awesome Morning Party investigation.
Ooh.
Comcast. Because we keep seeing all over the news how that company keeps just screwing around with
Shannon
people.
Actually called that company because we're going to drop our cable, and she actually called them 4 times yesterday and got hung up on like the waiting thing.
Okay, here's one
to
thing, too.
We might need to get to the bottom of this.
Recently, there was a viral video where a guy was on the phone with Comcast, and so like an hour and a half in,
he started
recording, and he was on for like 3.5 hours, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then when he finally got through, he called from a different phone, left the one phone going so he could film how long it was taking. And then he called from a different phone, and they were like, customer service department is closed for the day.
Yep.
So they kept that joker on the phone for no reason.
Yeah, that's what, because I called at 7:30 last night, and it went from, oh, you're just going to have to wait, Oh, we're closed. Call back tomorrow, please.
We're going to have to call.
We have
to. No one should have to get stuck watching Uncle Grandpa.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, I've never even heard of it.
There's parents sitting in their car right now going, oh, no.
Uncle Grandpa.
Stuck on Cartoon Network. That is so weird.
And it wasn't even good, like, regular show Adventure Time Cartoon Network. It was the B lineup.
All right. These are all things that are helping me with my character for when I call as Douglas.
I miss Johnny Manziel flipping off the Redskins last night.
Gosh, I saw that. I couldn't believe it. Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football.
He's already making waves, huh?
Not good ones. He looked terrible.
Really?
Yes. He looked terrible against the Redskins.
Is that
and
bad?
Then,
are they bad?
I don't think they're that great. And then, as he's doing terribly, he's like, he was getting manhandled. At one point, he got up and he flipped off the Redskins.
Did he get fined?
The NFL is pursuing that, yes.
Well,
it's going
should.
To happen.
That's
it was
bad
like,
sportsmanship.
It was a big deal on SportsCenter last night. I watched.
How many times did they play it? How many times?
About 114.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it was like 0.2 seconds long.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, let's see it in slow motion. So it's 0.4 seconds long.
They did the ramifications of that middle finger on every NFL team in the NFL now.
Good grief.
Yeah. So anyways, I guess we should take a phone call.
We should.
Speaking of phone calls, we'll help you out later, Doug. We're good with that. We're good with stuff like that.
Yeah,
yesterday we got our dear friend Coon a job.
We got him a job.
So if you missed that podcast, mystaticradio.com. That's how we do. Static!
Morning, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey,
here.
Buddy! Matthew's not here right now. Can I take a message?
This is the real Matthew.
Oh, this is Matthew from Albuquerque. I'm sorry.
You said it confusingly.
It sounded like you were asking to talk to Matthew from Albuquerque, and I was like,
no,
hey,
guys,
that kid's in school.
Let me tell you something about my voicemail. If you call my voicemail, it's a little bit long because, well, I have my neighbor's information for the towing facility, and then I have other stuff, like just like brief information, like football schedule, where to get.
Just
because I get a lot of calls from my friends asking me where the schedule are. But if I don't answer the phone on my voicemail, you can hear the website URL to go to the football website and download it.
Matthew, did you update your website yesterday?
I don't know if I did. I might have. But with the football schedule, guys, it's actually via our website. It's not a download to where I can actually attach it to my website.
Yeah.
It's just a direct link to it. I'm going to try to add that pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
But for those of the people out there that don't want to wait for me to put it up, I understand you guys can go to www.evhshawksfootball.com and click on the 2014 game schedule. There is JV, varsity, and C-team schedules all on our website. That stuff can be found there. And now for people who want to make a donation to our team, all of us on the team, we accept donations year-round. You can call the coach. There's contact information.
Are you guys listeners supported?
Well, basically, we're a fan, family, and everything support. Actually, we no longer have a booster club. So we take donations.
You guys should call
sponsors.
Booster Gold.
Yeah.
Booster what?
Booster Gold. He's the hero of Booster Club.
Matthew, on a scale of 1 to 3 minutes, how long is your voicemail?
My voicemail will probably have to be maybe a 2.9.
Wow.
Matthew, that's too long.
Yeah.
But I do include the option where you can press the star key. And what the star key does is it bypasses my message, and it sounds the tone so you can start recording.
We have a major announcement for you, Matthew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to tell everyone.
Tell them.
All right. Check it out. Coming up, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
We have changed New Music Tuesday to 7 a.m., so now everybody can vote on the music and help change Static Radio for the better. It is for the betterment of society. You can tell people they can go to mystaticradio.com. They can go to facebook.com/mystaticradio. While they're there, they can dig or bury the song that they're currently listening to. And if they go to mystaticradio.com, they can also lend their support because we're a listener-supported station.
That's right.
Yeah.
They can donate to
guys,
us.
Guys, these guys are just like Hawks football. Everybody needs support, and I would support these guys. I've given them donations in the past. Let me tell you guys, these guys, if you donate, it is tax deductible.
That's right.
Not only is that good for your taxes, it's good to keep the station afloat because You guys, without this morning radio program, guys, you guys wouldn't be hearing me on this station.
I know.
Probably wouldn't be hearing me, period.
You'd be calling the edge, and they'd be ignoring you.
Yeah, but you know what? I love this station. I mean, it helps me connect to Christ every morning, literally. My driver puts the station on in the bus for us to listen to it. And everybody loves the station on my bus. They're like, yo, what's this awesome station? I'm like, you know what? It's 88.3 FM. You know, I feel like Delta Static Radio. So
get it right and pay the price!
That's right, kids on the bus.
Get
what's
it
up?
Right!
What's up, kids on the bus?
Recognize!
Shout out to Judy.
Steve-O, you're going to like this. I did this last year for Converge. I actually ended up asking the Converge leader, which was JP last year. He graduated. So he's out of high school now. But I had him play Static Radio while we were waiting for everybody to get in for the lunch bell to ring so we could start the club.
I don't like that.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was having him do because I love your education so much.
Boom. Matthew, one more question. Did you get on the internet yesterday?
Yes, I did. On which social media?
Did you follow me on Instagram?
I actually wasn't on Instagram last night because, well, let me tell you this, guys.
Nope. No story. No story. Sadness. We're leaving it at that.
Sadness.
It's, did you follow me? And you say no. Nope. And then we move on.
Let me ask you, Mateo, a question.
No,
here.
No
How
question.
Would you like a shout out on my Instagram? You and Steve-O.
Dude,
want a shout out.
We really do.
But you have to follow me first.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. In order to shout out.
That's right.
I'll have to tag the best DJs in the Mexico.
In the Mexico.
Hashtag.
That's
the
right.
Best DJs in the Mexico.
You better follow me first, though.
Yes.
I'll try to get that done today. You guys, good news. My data was set Friday morning.
Boom,
so
Friday morning.
I guys have limited data on my phone.
I know that's on my calendar.
Resetting the data.
Mine resets on the 11th. I'm not kidding.
Resets on the 2nd.
What? Write it on your calendar.
September.
Okay, Matthew, what song do you want to hear?
This morning, guys. You guys, I haven't heard this one in a while. House of Gold by 21 Pilots. That's
beautiful.
Great, guys. Yeah. It's just going to go out to everybody out there this morning, to my fans at Volcano Vista. Good morning, guys. Thanks for listening to me and Steve-O Mateo. Have a great day. I'll see you around
Mateo!
The school.
Mateo!
From Albuquerque.
Bye, Matthew.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Nah.
Static!
She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me?
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
It is time for breaking news. Dateline, August 19th, 2014.
Nice.
Today's number for the day is 21, which is the number of other U.S. states Alaska could fit into its borders.
Whoa!
Alaska could fit 21 other states into its borders.
I wish we had a puzzle and we could have to try and figure out which 21 it is. I bet you Rhode Island's on there.
Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts,
Maine?
New Hampshire, Vermont, maybe South Carolina. Let's see, who else is very small
Tennessee's
and insignificant?
Tennessee's like kind of like
West Virginia.
Thin and long,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but Tennessee could be in
is
there.
Is Oklahoma a bit too big?
You could probably fit Michigan in there. Because Michigan's separated.
Yeah.
Gotta keep them separated.
Saturday.
Neato. Okay, let's get into this because there's some exciting news that we need to cover.
Okay.
In a few months, Kid Rock will become a grandfather. A grandfather.
Really?
Kid Rock will be a grandfather in a few months.
Bada bang da bang diggy.
That's right. Kid Rock, the legend.
Oh.
That makes me feel real old.
Yeah.
A backyard 50th wedding anniversary in Chicago ended on a sour note when 23 guests had to be treated at the hospital for minor skin irritation after someone mysteriously sprayed the area with a mace-like substance. That's fun. Sounds like all the fun they're having in Missouri. Missouri's crazy right now.
It is absolutely insane. I read an article yesterday because a woman came forward yesterday with a video. And it was a big deal, and she's had this video, but she was scared for her life, so she didn't want to post the video up, but now this video... The video doesn't show anything.
Oh.
It's got the kid on the ground. I say kid, but everybody's calling him like a kid. He's 18, was like 6'5", 6'8".
Yeah, he was
like
a big dude.
300 pounds. Like, kid. And it didn't show anything. It was after everything. And it just had the officer there and the dude on the ground. But it didn't show anything. And she was like, yeah, but I saw everything and this is what I saw. But my video doesn't show anything.
It's such a crazy situation.
But like everybody, yeah.
There's craziness on both sides of the thing. Oh,
yeah.
And whoa.
Well, you know, plus everything we're getting is filtered through media. So yeah. You got to be careful
yeah,
with that,
you know,
too.
Yeah, you know, I had a buddy that, well, my buddy Jason, when he was over in Israel, they got stuck there for a few days because that's when all the craziness started
right.
up.
Yeah.
And he said that he could not believe the difference in how things were being reported in Israel, where all the stuff was happening,
right.
and the rest of the world in that region, and America. He said it was so sensationalized in America, it was almost like you were hearing a completely different story.
Wow.
Let it be known.
Yeah, I was pretty bummed out with the news outlet that I was reading yesterday on what's going on with the riots and everything, because it was very, very sensationalized, and you could absolutely tell, as quote-unquote journalists for us,
yes,
you know, the way you say things, you can absolutely tell where their stance is,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't even like... They didn't even try and, like, veil yeah. what they believed.
That's why whenever I'm... The funniest thing is whenever I'm trying to figure out something, you know, learn more information about something huge, even in our country,
yeah.
I go to either BBC mm. or, like, Australia.
Right.
Or just some other... Like, when I was... I put up an article about the ISIS situation
yeah.
in Israel. I pulled an article from Australia intentionally
yeah.
because it covered... Because, like, we need to be praying for the Christians that are being persecuted. But it's not only Christians.
Right.
There are other... It's like not that brand of Islam. If you're not them, then you are getting murdered
mm-hmm.
and killed. So it's not... Because a lot of stuff I've seen is, we need to... It's just the Christians over there getting...
Right.
You know, we need to pray for just the Christians. But we need to be praying for everybody.
Yeah.
We need to be praying for the ISIS soldiers, that God would change their hearts.
Yeah.
Pray for your enemies. You know, and a lot of times we think that's ineffective. You know, it's like, no, we need
right.
to go over there and just kill everybody. Which I understand, you know, I'm not saying we shouldn't have war or whatever, but we're not putting faith in the effectiveness of God
right.
himself,
yeah.
who is the changer of hearts.
We had a whole Theology Thursday on this very thing, mysaticradio.com/Theology Thursday,
yeah.
where Brian Nixon and Jared Petro talked about the three different aspects of war from a Christian perspective.
Yeah.
And that's just from the Christian's perspective. And so, yeah, we did a very in-depth.
We did. And speaking of the ISIS situations, Iraqi and Kurdish forces combined to take back control of Iraq's Mosul Dam from the Islamic State, which is ISIS. I saw this yesterday. The
wow.
Kurds were saying, hey, we got the dam back. So that's good. That's a crazy situation.
Yeah.
If you ever wonder why we don't talk about certain things, it's because some situations are so polarizing and we just don't have all the information,
right.
so it's like you can't even talk lightheartedly about it,
right?
Because then you're just throwing your hat in the ring and people are like, what are you saying?
I can't believe you didn't side with this or say that, or how can you not believe that this?
So instead we report about Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, announced that after 2 years he's leaving the Ecuadorian embassy in London where he had sought refuge because that dude dropped a lot of info bombs on everyone. Last month, Dollar Tree made a bid to buy rival Family Dollar. We
I
talked about this.
That.
And then I said, well, what about Dollar General? And you said, what's Dollar General? Now Dollar General has entered the picture making a counter offer.
Really?
There is a dollar store, like, freaking war going on.
Yeah.
War in quotations.
Yeah.
In dumb quotations.
Yeah.
The Wall Street Journal and USA Today report that professional volleyball players are surprisingly making good money. Hey, 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 Doug. Volleyball making a comeback.
Sand volleyball.
Did you know?
I could check my watch. Like
it could
Tom
serve
Cruise.
You well.
Gotcha.
You serve in volleyball is the joke.
Right.
So it's
yeah.
double entendre.
No, yeah.
In Idaho, an owl flew into a 10-story apartment, opened a birdcage, and then killed a canary. What's up?
Whoa!
Owls are smart!
Nope.
When asked for comment, the owl could only say, ooh. and then give a really mean look. Owls look mean.
Well, yeah.
Like we, like the Western Heights Learning Center has an owl for its logo.
Yeah.
And that is the sweetest looking owl. But then when you see an owl in real life, you're like, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Owls are creepy. Workers discovered something bizarre on a road in England. A bag of cat heads! That makes me very sad.
Whoa!
This makes me upset. Yep.
Bleh! Bleh!
Why would you throw away the heads? They're the best part.
Okay.
A solar plant in California's Mojave Desert is being investigated because its high concentration of the sun's rays tend to cook the birds that fly too close. Cooked birds. You liked cooked birds. Yeah. Think of a joke. Hurry.
Are you trying to do that thing?
I'm trying to do a joke. Just think of a joke.
Okay.
Go.
Wait, say it again.
Okay.
Okay.
A solar plant in California's Mojave Desert is being investigated because its high concentration of the sun's rays tend to cook the birds that fly too close.
Oh, man. I bet that smells foul.
Well done.
Thank you.
Foul being a word... That can refer to a bird.
Right.
Bird. Bird is the word.
If you keep explaining them, it's...
No, that's how you do it. People need to know that we're joking. You don't want anybody to get offended. Chinese hackers have stolen personal information from 206 American hospitals. I saw this. There are some hospitals in New Mexico.
No,
there are some hospitals
way.
In Mississippi, in Tennessee. 29 states. It was 29 states have been affected by this.
Man.
There's a map floating around. That shows which states. And I want to say judging from the dot in New Mexico, it looked like it was like Santa Fe and maybe Roswell or something. I don't know if it was Albuquerque because Albuquerque's like dead in the middle.
How do they know? Where was it from?
Chinese hackers. Personal information from 206 American hospitals.
That's crazy.
There's a map. I'll pull up the graphic.
Great.
Astronauts, spacewalking astronauts, have launched a tiny Peruvian research satellite Monday, setting it loose on a mission to observe Earth. How tiny is it? It's a 4-inch box.
What?
The satellite, barely 2 pounds, holds instruments to measure temperature and pressure and cameras that will photograph Earth. I wish that Joker was flying around in here because it feels like it's 200 degrees
it
in this
really
studio.
It really does.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, people that control the air. If you're not out there. It looks like Flappy Bird's creator has decided to come back after deciding his maddening bird murder simulation was too addictive. His follow-up to Flappy Bird is called Swing Copters. And it's due out on Thursday. The game will be free to play with a small ad, or you can pay a little bit to remove an ad if you're feeling generous. What do you think?
I think I saw that coming.
Holy cow.
Huh.
Yesterday, I got to see my granddad and my aunt because they came through on the train.
Yeah.
They're on their way out to the Grand Canyon.
Which
they left
pretty
from
cool.
Chicago day before yesterday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
And they came through here at about 5:30 yesterday. Check this out. By the way, I didn't realize that train went all the way from Chicago to L.A.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But then we saw their bunks. We got to go in there. Claustrophobia Central.
Oh, they got bunks? At least they got bunks. Dude, I went just from here to L.A., but it still took like a day, you know, because it's the train. But I just sat in a chair, you know, so I just slept.
You have to get up and walk around. You gotta exercise. But check this out. A woman in China who went missing 37 years ago by jumping on the wrong train has been reunited with her family.
Whoa.
The woman, now 43, was 6 years old when she got lost in her hometown in South Central China and tried to get home by train from the local station. She says she had no idea where she was going, and one wrong train led to another and another and another. The then 6-year-old ended up 450 miles away and was taken into care by the authorities. For all those years, her parents never gave up the search for her. Finally, in an emotional family reunion, the woman and her mother got together again. Many tears were shed. Tears of happiness.
39 years?
Yeesh. 37.
37 years?
What?
I ruined it.
Founded in 1988, The Onion is a parody news organization that publishes fake articles like Busch Gardens unveils new 9,600-mile-long endurance coaster. Lens crafters Pearl Vision agree to prisoner exchange. The Onion's website has millions of visitors each month, and a lot of traffic is driven by Facebook. Many gullible Facebook users from Mississippi, from the world around, believe that the headlines for these articles are true. So the social network company, Facebook, is testing out a satire tag in front of links to satirical content.
Yeah.
This would change the game.
It would change the world.
For so many people.
Yeah.
Until people see the satire tag, they realize what satire is, and they say, well, if this was real, wouldn't that be crazy? And they post it up. And then people still argue. Facebook said it's adding the satire tags because of feedback that it received from users wanting a way to distinguish satirical articles from others. Because why would we ever use our brains to do that? That sounds like too much work.
Yeah.
I just gave you a little satire. And now, Steve, I need you to turn this music down because Doug has something else.
Uh-oh. What?
Because we have a special news story.
Special news story.
That's right. Doug. Thank you, Doug. Do you recognize what this is? What is this, Doug? This is the theme to The Matrix.
Wait, why are you playing the theme to The Matrix?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Because Keanu Reeves is coming to TV.
What?
That's right.
Are you serious?
He's playing a character named John Rain, a character from books by Barry Eisler. The show will be a globe-trotting action drama featuring Rain, a half-Japanese, half-American contract assassin who specializes in taking out his targets by making it look like death by natural causes.
Oh, man.
The show's source material will be based on Eisler's series of novels featuring Rain. Keanu Reeves is coming to TV, buddy.
Stand by.
It's great. It's fantastic. It's real sweaty in here.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah.
Greatest actor in the universe is coming to television. You're welcome, world.
Not at all.
You're welcome.
That's
good. It's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
Keep the music going because U2 has confirmed that their new album will be released this year.
Blah.
Earlier reports claim the record has been pushed back to 2015. But a representative for the band said otherwise Monday. U2 released their 12th album, No Line on the Horizon, in 2009. It sold about 5 million copies. So now we can look forward to a brand new U2 album, a new Keanu Reeves TV show. What do you think?
Well, it didn't translate to radio well, but I totally fainted.
He did.
I fainted. And then I hit my knee. Gosh,
are you okay?
The cost of comedy. I am too
That's
old.
Cool.
I think I broke my kneecap.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah, totally. Oh, that's the best news in the world. What a great day for news.
It's a great day. There's one more story I want to read, and then we got to get into traffic. We got to do some birthdays. Where did my
story... Is it going to be as good as...
Yes.
I mean, we got Keanu. Okay, Keanu's going to TV. YouTube's putting out a new record.
And a story straight out of Mississippi. A Mississippi woman was arrested early Monday morning after officers said she shoplifted right in front of them. According to authorities, Shelley Marie Holt shoved packs of pencils, t-shirts, and backpacks under her shirt. She then bought two packs of cigarettes and left the store and was promptly arrested. That's how we do in the South. Don't pay for the school supplies. Pay for the addictive drug that's killing you.
Hey, guys, what's going on? I'm just, you know.
Hello, police.
How's it going, y'all?
Don't you look at me.
Having a good
look
Tuesday.
Away. All right, look cool, away.
Man. I just really itchy, so I've been scratching with all this stuff that's
And
from
for
the
last bit of hilarious wonderment, so you've just been arrested and you're wondering what you should do when you're booked into jail. Well, here's what you do. Wear a t-shirt with a print of the mugshot from a previous arrest on the front of it.
Oh,
a 19-year-old from Maine began a short sentence for drunken driving earlier this month when he showed up to be processed. He wore an orange t-shirt with his arrest photo from June on the front. That's hilarious and horrible. Don't do that, kids. Don't get arrested. Don't do anything. And finally, if you have a spare $133,000, then you can purchase an entirely edible chocolate bathroom. I'm talking a bathtub, a toilet,
gross,
a sink,
dude.
A basin, and a bidet.
No.
Shout out to Joey Belleville. All made of 100% Belgian chocolate. That's right.
Ugh.
Pretty cool. Let's see what's going on with traffic.
Okay. I hit the wrong thing.
It's okay. Pretty solid news day. If I don't say so, it's myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think birthday is going to be pretty good, too. We encountered this on the way to work. There's an accident at the right lane block, Paseo del Norte East at 2nd. Traffic was still moving around the accident, and it looks like it's going normally now.
The car was missing a wheel.
Yeah. Pretty rough.
It was bad.
Construction I-25 in Paseo, and we have construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. But ladies and gentlemen, it's time.
Oh.
For birthdays.
Good morning.
What's up, Doug?
Oh, not much.
Yeah.
Just some birthdays.
Oh, snap, yo. Birthdays happen all the time.
Today is August 19th, 2014. Day 231. There are 134 days remaining, and today's birthdays are brought to you in part by fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever just stare at your fingers and wonder why they call them fingers when they don't really fing?
You know what? I've got at least
when
seven of those.
Don't really fing.
Thank you, fingers.
They're the most important things fingers. In the world.
Thank you, fingers.
All right.
What?
On to birthday number one.
What?
Got a secret. Can you keep
a South African-born Australian actress and singer-songwriter, best known for her roles as Danny Sutherland on Home and Away, Colleen Carlton on The Young and the Restless, and Jenna Marshall on Pretty Little Liars.
No clue. Oh, gosh.
No idea.
I don't even know which one she is. Her name is Tamin Sharask.
Okay. Is this her singing?
No, this is the theme song.
Why didn't they let her sing the theme song?
Her own song, her own album that came out in 2005.
Okay. What'd you say?
29? I have no idea.
28.
31.
Okay.
Okay.
And she's on Pretty Little Liars?
Yep.
Is she one of the liars?
She is.
Lying about her age.
The pretty one.
Oh, got it. Go.
Next up, the original bassist.
Oh, I don't know.
And the youngest member of the band Queen.
I don't know his name either. I feel
John
bad.
Deacon.
Okay.
John Deacon.
He was 19.
He plays bass. Nobody remembers the bass player.
It's true. Nobody remembers me.
But you will. You will remember me.
Youngest dude, so I'm going to say he's 57.
61.
He is 63 years old.
Why, dang, dude.
Next up, an American actor, author, and director, best known for his portrayal of Commander William T. Riker in the television series Star Trek, The Next Generation, and subsequent films.
Wait.
Stever would
Riker.
Know this.
Is the dude with the beard.
The
dude with the...
The mustache.
The mustache? I thought he had a beard.
The mustache.
Number one?
Who stinking cares about freaking Star Trek?
Like, number one? Chrissy would know. What is his name? She loved him, The Next Generation. What is that dude's name?
Patrick Stewart.
I think he directed one of the films. Like, he became a director.
Stanley Kubrick.
No, what is his name?
Merle Haggard.
What's his first name start with?
Jonathan. It's Jonathan.
Jonathan Frakes.
Jonathan Brandis.
Oh. Is it Jonathan Frakes?
Yes, it is.
It's Jonathan Frakes.
Well, how old is he, smarty man?
He's 54.
He's 57.
He is 62 years old.
Ha!
Whoa, dude.
Next up.
Rachel Bilson.
No.
California. Is this the OC?
Yes.
Yep.
Seth, the guy that played
Adam Brody.
Seth.
No.
That's him. The guy that played the other guy.
He played numerous roles in Hollywood
films. Is he in Gotham?
It's the one with the eyebrows.
Sandy Cohen.
Yep, it's the one with
the
eyebrows.
OC.
The dude with the eyebrows.
Covert Affairs.
I never saw
it. He was in Mr. Deeds.
Yeah, he's the guy in Mr. Deeds. The bad guy in Mr. Deeds. Hey, Deeds!
The bad guy.
With the thick eyebrows.
Yeah, he's got the huge... I don't think those are fake, dude.
No,
I think those are his eyebrows.
Yeah.
Peter Gallagher.
Yes.
Yeah!
I never saw the OC, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Peter Gallagher's 51.
The OC was good for two seasons, and then it got ridiculous.
Yeah.
Then it got ridiculous.
I had to quit watching it because I started, it was, everything was getting affected. It was like, oh my gosh, my life is going to crumble.
I agree.
What'd you say?
I don't even remember.
You said 54.
That's what I said.
58.
He is 59 years old.
Oh!
Next up, an American actor best known as Drama on the HBO comedy Dramedy Entourage.
Never
and he was also
it.
In the show Platoon. Kevin Dillon.
Kevin Dillon.
Johnny Drama.
Johnny Drama.
45.
38.
The first two seasons of this show was good too, and then it just got
Never seen it.
Never saw it.
Ain't seen it, Doug.
49 years old. All right. Contain yourself, Steve-O.
Uh-oh. Which one is it?
I was watching last night.
Why?
I was watching... Wait. Why?
Why?
Because it's the greatest television show
of all
time.
It got canceled. That was the Flintstones. I didn't
hear
it.
Here's the thing. Is it David Schwimmer's birthday?
Okay. Courtney
Cox. I can contain myself a little more then.
Jennifer Aniston.
Ross is my favorite.
Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry.
It's Matthew Perry!
Yes.
It's Chandler's birthday.
He's the one I liked. No, I liked Friends. I did. I liked that show.
Dude, I love that show. I knew that if I didn't turn the TV off, I was going to be sucked in because it was like a marathon happening. And I was going to watch Friends for 7 hours.
You would.
I turned it on. I watched like a couple minutes and was like, oh, I love this episode. I got to turn it off right now.
Bed at 10,
Yeah, I'm a grown man. Friends. Speaking of Friends, I just posted the raddest Friends photo ever on my Instagram of my best friends. They're my best friends. Are we Ross and Joey and Chandler?
Chandler.
There literally is a Joey. I'll be Ross.
Okay.
Joey can be Joey. And you'll be Chandler.
Chandler Bing.
The Chan man.
Chandler Bing.
Yes. The Bing-a-ling.
Okay. The Bing-a-ling. Bing-a-ling. Bing-a-ling.
I'm currently watching the music videos to this song.
Are you
this
really?
Song. So awesome. Sucked in.
Is it the Rembrandts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone who knows.
So great.
What
okay.
Like to be
Matthew Perry today is 49.
He is 44.
He is 45 years old.
Dang it. That's what I was going to go with.
And the final birthday. Gosh. Whatever
happened to you? Whoa, dude.
That's right.
Whoa, dude.
I saw this one.
Whoa, dude.
I can't get. Baby.
Is it the Olsens?
No.
Is it John Stamos?
Yes.
John Stamos.
I saw John Stamos at Disneyland once.
I saw him in my dreams every night.
And was like, hey, Uncle Jesse.
In my dreams, he's tall and dark and handsome, and you just want to stay there with him in your dreams and hug him.
Do you think he's older than Matthew Perry? That makes sense.
I do.
It means he's older than 45.
I think John Stamos this year is probably 52.
I'm going to say it's the big 5-0, big celebration year for John Stamos.
He is 51.
Oh, man.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh.
On to dates in the same one year. President Gerald Ford won the Republican presidential nomination at the party's national convention in Kansas City.
Gerald Ford. 19, I don't even know.
19, I don't
this
even know.
This was like the in-between stages. There's like the big important presidents, and then there's like the in-between stage where it's like,
yeah.
I wasn't born yet, but I was close, I think. I don't know. Gerald Ford. What was Gerald Ford? 72.
Hang on. I really am thinking.
58?
1976.
I was off by one term. Was off by one.
I was off by like 20 years.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to connect to the internet.
Is it the internet?
Got to buy something on eBay.
Did the internet begin?
On the same one year,
give me
internet
7 minutes.
Search engine Google went public.
Ooh. Oh, went public.
Oh, here it comes.
This is it. This is the sound. Oh,
this one's taking a little bit longer than usual.
Yeah, dude, come on.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Every time.
I think the first phone line was busy, so they threw the other number.
Dude, you're only going
And then somebody at home picks up the phone, and you want to scream.
Dude, you've got a 48.8 modem. Gosh, this sucks. We're going to be here all night.
Someone's yelling from the other room. Get off the internet. I'm on the phone.
I'm on the phone. Shut up, Kimberly. I've got friends over.
Google went public. Gosh, this is killing me. It's not connecting, and I'm having, like, weird flashbacks. I'm freaking
1998?
Out. 96.
2004.
Oh, okay.
And the song of the day.
No.
Number one song.
No.
Yes.
1985. 86. 1985 is correct.
Yeah, because that's when the movie came out, baby.
It is Aviation Day, World Humanitarian Day, it's Root Beer Float Day, it's Photographer Day, and that is all. New Music Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday. It is moments.
Yeah, it's time.
From happening. It's already 7 o'clock, which means New Music Tuesday right around the corner.
See a little ride. No.
We got some local artists today that I'm really excited to premiere.
The power of love.
Oh, man, so much music today. New Music Tuesday right around the corner. Join us, hang out with us, vote on all the new jams. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Welcome to your favorite hour of the week.
Hooray!
Team Awesome Morning Party, it is New Music Tuesday, and it's new and permanent time slot.
Hooray!
Now, if you're not used to joining us for New Music Tuesday because you're already at work, well, you're in luck. You know you've got that judging heart.
Yeah, you do.
And here's the thing, you can use it correctly this time. We're going to play all the new music that we get, because we get a lot every week. Whether it's through a local submission, an MP3 that gets emailed to us, a band sends us their music.
Yes.
A record label, a record rep. We get music a lot of different ways, week in and week out, and so we have to comb through a lot. But we want to give you the best of the best, so we allow you guys to vote on it. Tell us what you think. If these songs should stay in rotation, or if maybe this should be the one-off. The one time you hear it, and then it's gone. Format's easy. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's dig or bury. If you love it, you want it to stay, dig it. If you hate it, if you think it's probably the worst song you've ever heard in your life, probably want to bury that deep in the ground.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I know. So, get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig, bury. We get some local submissions from time to time. If you're a local artist, doesn't matter where you are in the world. If you want to get a song submitted to us, get to our website, mystaticradio.com. Under the locals rules section, you can submit an MP3. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and we will totally play your jam. First up, a locals rule.
Yes.
What do we got?
This is from our boy, Stefan.
Yeah!
Tomlinson. Stefan is the keyboard player.
Yes.
For Archibald, who will be playing with Five Iron Frenzy and the Echoing Green on September 18th when they take over the Lobo. Tickets are going very quickly. If you have not gotten your ticket yet, then you're probably not going to get a ticket.
Mm.
And I feel sorry for you because you waited. You put it off. And you're just like the story. You are like the grasshopper that put off the thing. And then the ants were ready for wintertime. And you were not. And then you had to go to the ants, and the ants said, well, I guess you can come in, you lazy jerk.
Is this a Bug's Life?
It could be. It's older than a Bug's Life. Oh. It's an ancient tale of wisdom.
It's an ancient tale.
And it's an ancient tale of wisdom involving a grasshopper and a bunch of ants.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's pretty neato. What happens is, the grasshopper, he just goes all willy-nilly during the summertime, Meanwhile, the ants are gathering, like, seeds and stuff, whatever the ants eat.
To build the giant bird to scare the grasshopper.
No. They're gathering to eat during the wintertime when it's super cold and snow covers the ground.
No, I've seen it. It's to build a giant bird to scare the...
That's a modern update.
Oh, okay.
That's a distraction from the task at hand.
Got you.
But if you'll remember, the grasshoppers raided the ants' place because they had a lot of what stored up? Do you remember why the grasshoppers took over?
No,
not paying attention.
I'm paying attention.
No, you weren't to the movie. What are you looking at out there? Is there a bird out there?
No.
Is there a squirrel?
No.
Is there a homeless guy walking around? Is it Isaac?
No.
Okay. Anyway, we'll check that out. So this is Stefan. This is his solo project. It's called Stimson. The song Kindle is one of 10 songs from the album De Los Creo. I don't know how to say that. The album is written, recorded, and released in 30 days. And is actually free to download at stimson.bandcamp.com.
Dude!
Totally free.
Beautiful.
Full album.
Free download. That's cool. I like it.
That's right.
So if you dig it, you can get it for free. Our boy Stimson. His Locals Rule debut to Static Radio. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Stimson is the band.
Yeah, it is.
It's our boy Stefan from Archibald, his solo project.
Let's see.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I got to tell you, man, that was awesome.
People are coming in droves.
Come on, peoples.
Thebe says, wow, I like it. Keep this and get rid of TFK.
Okay.
He does not like the TFK.
He does not. He's made it known about 140,000 times. This is why you got to vote, people. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, because we want to hear from you. We want to know what you think about all the new music, because if your voice isn't heard, well, then chances are we're just going to keep playing what other people vote on.
That's true.
There you go. What'd Bill say?
Bill says, this is like daylight savings time for New Music Tuesday. Too early. Started strong and then got weird.
Wait. Like the song?
Bill, you get up at 4 o'clock every day. You're so old. Everybody knows about it. Shut up.
He doesn't have a going problem. He has a growing problem.
That made it a lot worse for me. I don't know. I don't know for other people how they feel, but for me.
Oh, man. All right. It is New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about all the new music. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got a culture shock on the way I'm excited about. But first, this artist, she's coming from Houston, Texas, came through town with Sarah Kelly, actually, played a song live in studio, and we ended up adding the live recording to rotation because it was so great.
Yes.
Well, she submitted this MP3 this week. She actually threw something down in the studio and wanted to share it. It's Hannah Elizabeth Smith. The song is Moon Sugar.
That's cool.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Take me to the moon. Hannah Elizabeth Smith.
Oh.
Moon Sugar.
Deborah says, dig it. Such a beautiful voice. Jeanette says, putting me to sleep. However, Thebe says Jeanette is lying. Keep this. Lisa says, nice voice. When I hear her played, I have to check your song feed to see who's singing. She's a keeper. I agree. She has a beautiful
voice. She's fantastic.
Voice. She's so talented.
Yeah, she's great.
She's like 19.
She was in studio hanging out with us and just all around rad chick.
I like this. Michael Harvey says, good song to listen to when driving in traffic on the 405 in L.A. Dig.
Hey, shout out L.A.
What? Not reading bills because it's dumb. Jeanette also says, oh no, bury that and keep TFK. Jed says, dig. She's amazing. Glad she came into the studio. And Matthew says, meh.
All right. It's New Music Tuesday, playing some brand new tracks for you, some new artists to the Static rotation as well. So tell us what you think about them. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And what's next?
Okay, I thought this was going to be a cover of a Slipknot song.
Oh.
Do you remember? Psycho Soldier,
Psycho Dojo.
Thank it was a big no. Slipknot single.
Blah.
Doug, you remember that? No, good. I'm the only one.
You're alone in the world, buddy.
Yeah, they had a song called Psycho Social. Ugh. And it was Slipknot, so
gross.
You know what it sounded
yeah,
like.
Exactly. Them and Mudvayne were the two that I...
Oh, God.
I remember going to a show, and Blindside was playing a show, and Mudvayne played, and I was subjected... I couldn't do anything but listen to
and
just overwhelming bass,
Mudvayne,
but like gross bass.
Mudvayne is whatever, but I could always appreciate Slipknot, because those guys in that band that played were incredible
musicians,
like the musicianship in that band, even though it was Slipknot. I know, but like their drummer, freaking Joey Jordison or whatever, he's incredible. So that, and he filled in for Lars once for Metallica.
I remember that,
and it's like,
that's
what they should sound like. holy crap. Yeah. Anyway, this is a new song by Brooke Frazier.
Okay.
Who I think she's part of. I know she attends Hillsong.
Okay.
But had like some mainstream success. She's from either New
Why
Zealand or
Australia.
Why would
you think she covered a Slipknot song?
Because it was called Psychosocial. And so I thought that would be hilarious if
that,
you know,
would be hilarious.
Like Psychosocial, but not at all.
But Hillsong United.
I don't think she's part of the band,
right?
But I could be wrong. I know she attends a church, but she did some. She had a big song, and I can't remember what it's called right now. Flags.
Boom.
Big song.
Well, tell us what you think about this one. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday. And T-Moss Morning Party.
No!
Static.
I love your projection, but I don't love you. You perceive perfection, though it's just not true. I wouldn't escape. Projection, but I don't love you.
Brooke Frazier, Psychosocial.
NATO.
Dude, dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
Yeah. Y'all, I like NATO music. I know that much. And that's why I'm here. I love all the NATO music.
Steven says, I'm with Matt. All I can think of is Slipknot, but it's a good jam. Has a bit of a 90s electronic feel, dig.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steven. I'm glad someone else in the world knows what I'm talking about. Oh, Eddie put up a picture of a bear saying, how about no?
All right.
Stephanie says she's digging it. Bill says, hey, you punks, get off my lawn. Thebe says, 3 for 3. Keep it up. This is rad. Yes. Kyle says, her voice is cool. Background singers are awful. Disagree for me. Adriana says, voice, beat, words, dig it.
There you go.
Nice poet. She's a poet. Didn't even know that.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We love getting your opinions.
Opinion.
All the music playing. JD thought it was a dude.
Yeah, singing really high. Manuel says, totally sounds like Slipknot. Jeanette put up a picture of poop.
Wow.
Jeanette has a very, very refined taste.
At least you guys are honest. And we make sure we always tag the artist so that they can see whatever you're saying about
them. Yeah.
So there you go.
We found that when tagging the artist, people are usually a little bit...
kinder?
Not kinder. I think they're a little bit critical of their words.
Ah. There you go.
They're careful.
They're careful.
Well, not everybody, though. Some people love to just shoot off at the mouth no matter what.
Speaking of shooting off, next band... We Shot the Moon.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's right. This band, they had some, like, big success.
Really?
Yeah, but I think they've kind of
tapered off?
Yeah, they've kind of gone more towards the...
Indie?
The indie side of things.
That's what happens when your record doesn't sell. Yeah, we've gone more indie.
We're definitely playing more intimate venues.
Mostly because... Well, we're super independent because nobody knows this anymore.
And they actually wrote an EP. It's the Anna EP, and I believe it was about a fan of the band going through a sickness or something like that. I'll have to get more information. There was an incredible story wrapped around this EP that features this song.
All right, the song is Midnight Insomnia. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's New Music Tuesday. We're here for you. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's almost midnight, my love.
Shot the Moon, Midnight Insomnia. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/myaestheticradio. Tell us what you think.
Steve-O tells me there's a PSA featuring Celine Dion on the
station. That's what Bill was talking about earlier. There's a PSA with Celine Dion.
Bill, go complain about your lawn that you don't have. No, he's got a lawn.
He's got a lawn?
His backyard's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But Bill, shut up. That's all.
All right.
Manuel says, Dig, I'm going to call Ben Stiller to put this song into a sequel to The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Hey, if you're going to call Ben Stiller, will you ask him to donate a lot of money to Static Radio?
Yeah, ask him to do that.
Just throw it in there. Stefan says, ooh, this is nice. Dig, Kyra says, my son Koa digs it. He keeps asking me to turn it up. Bill says, where's my teeth? Need to chew on this a bit more. Stephanie says, reminiscent of Owl City.
Huh.
I like the upbeatness of it. A good feel, good song. Dig, Thebe says, initially didn't think much of it, but then my foot started tapping. Good stuff.
I really like the guitar tones.
Yeah. Matthew says, finally something decent.
Okay. It is New Music Tuesday. Here's the thing. We get a lot of artist submissions week in and week out.
Yeah.
It's hard to go through all of them.
It is.
And so we need your help. You can vote on the music. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. This next artist, they're called Archer's Rise?
I believe that Archer's Rise is on Save the City Records, which is the label that Chris Chicago helps out with, I think.
Random.
Yeah, Jam the Hype is, I think Save the City Records is part of Jam the Hype, which is part of New Release Tuesday, which is going to have to change everything whenever do that national Everything Premieres on Friday thing in 2015. I wonder if they've thought about that. They probably have not. That's okay.
Tell us what you think about this one. The song is called Mirrors. It's Archer's Rise on New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cool, man!
Static. That's all we need, y'all.
That's all we need, y'all.
That's all we need. We don't need fists. We don't need fists to fight.
Matthew Lopez, you win comment of the day. You win, sir.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Archer's Rise, song called Mirrors. Dig it or bury it.
That one, of course, coming from Nashville.
What?
Winner of the internet. Matthew.
Okay.
Stephanie says, I am super psyched by the 80s vibe in this song. I would even be more super psyched if you guys play this song all the time. Love it.
Okay.
Annalise says, yes! I added that last bit.
Well, she did spell it weird.
Yeah!
Put like 4 exclamation points. So.
Michael says, it reminds me of Paper Route. Sorry, I had a weird reaction. It's pretty sweet. Laura says, dig it. Bill says, Journey wants their keyboard player back. Yeah. Duh. Duh, Bill. I love Bill Peterson.
Dig it or bury it.
He's too old for his own good. You know what I started thinking about? We say that our target audience is probably college-age kids. But know who our most avid people are? They're all like... 20. How old is TJ?
20s?
Okay. Well, not TJ, but others. They're like 30 and up.
What are you saying there, Teo?
I'm saying that our audience skews older. But it's so funny to me to think about the people that actually participate on Facebook the most.
Right. Right.
It's just funny to me.
Because the most likes on our Facebook are like 13
like
to 25
kids.
Or something like that.
It. Yeah. Like.
But the most interactive people are the oldies but goodies.
Oh, Thebe says, man, maybe it's the earliness of New Music Tuesday today, but everything you played so far is a keeper.
Okay.
Sean says, somebody owes me a new shovel. Mine broke from digging it too hard.
Wow, a lot of digs on this one.
Okay.
Look at that. A Sammy Davis Jr. dig.
I can dig it.
I mean, come on.
That's funny. Jeanette says no.
Oh, well then, see?
Oh, Giovanna says, someone get the butter because that was pretty corny. Look out. We've got a comedian. Boom. She needs to be on the radio.
She does. That's funny. We need to have her in. That was hilarious.
That's good, good news.
All right. Are we ready for a culture shock?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yes. You know we are right now.
MyStaticRadio.com/culture shock. You can check out what we do.
Culture shock.
A big aspect of what we do here at Static Radio has to do with culture shocks, where we take mainstream artists, know nothing about their theology, know nothing about their life, but know that they wrote a song that speaks volumes.
Yes.
And so if you would like to check that out, mystaticradio.com/culture shock. Tell us what this song says to you. Listen to the words. Pay attention. It's the challenge of the morning.
It's the challenge of the morning.
Band is called Let It Happen, Burst and Bloom. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Culture Shock. The band is Let It Happen. A song called Burst and Bloom. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about it. Dude, that was awesome. Lyrically, I loved it.
Yeah, it reminds me of so many times we set ourselves up. I know, especially me, I think if I didn't have authority, if I didn't have rules or even like some form of discipline in my life, that I would just be free and I could do whatever I want and it would be so much better. And really on the other side of that, whenever I've been in those situations where I've just been like, you know, just cast off my cares and like, I'm going to do whatever
I
want.
It don't matter. Anarchy.
You just come out with like scars
and
wishing more than like 9 times out of 10, you come out wishing that you just would not have done that.
Right.
You know, that's
what
I
said. 10 times.
10 times. 10 times.
The
one time where you don't come out, you know, and you're like, yeah, I got away with it.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
And then it just leads
to
more pain.
You to more idiocy. Yeah.
Because we don't, even as a church, we don't value suffering. Like, suffering is a gift. And we could get into this on Theology Thursday sometimes, but we really don't value that, especially in Western culture.
Right.
As far as Western Christianity, we've totally forgotten that.
Yeah.
Like, we're, get that out, best life now, rich, rich, rich.
Right.
I don't want, I mean, even I see it reflected in like our, we help out with a prayer service, you know, and you see these people that are way more advanced in years, but they just don't want to deal with pain anymore.
Right.
Which I totally understand that. And there's a lot of sickness in this world. But maybe if we were all a little bit better at looking for God in the storm, like Erwin Luntzer talked about, like looking for Jesus coming towards us in the storm rather than looking out and seeing a ghost and getting scared and
freaking out,
realizing that that's actually the Lord approaching us to help us through this thing.
Yeah, man, that was an incredible teaching from Matthew 14. You can check that out, calvaryabq.org. Special guest Dr. Erwin Luntzer hanging out with us, and that was a fun time.
Yeah, it was.
That was a really fun
time.
That
dude, gold.
Yeah, I loved it. Loved it! Yeah. All right, speaking of loving it, tell us what you thought about the song.
Let's see what the
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Oh, great. Jeanette's listening. She said, dig it. Nice afterthought, man.
Oh, no.
Don't listen to me, y'all. It's a bunch of hoopla and shenanigans.
There you go.
Y'all don't listen to me. I'll get you.
Laura says, dig it. Giovanna says, Warped Tour flashbacks. It's a good thing. Yeah, I heard about this band because my buddy Ryan that plays in State Champs.
Okay.
He was constantly like, dude, Let It Happen is so good on his Twitter. So I finally checked him out. Leonard says, after meeting Mateo at a moving party, I've been listening to the morning show, but you guys have to take it easy on Bill. He was just crying in his car. That's right, he was.
Oh, that's sad.
Shout out to Leonard. Nice to meet you, bud. Thebes says, nope, cool lyrics, but the whiny voice is kind of grating. Shauna says, oh, I like it. Good lyrics. Matthew put up a picture that says groovy. Bill says, respect your elders.
Yeah.
And Lindsay says, it's like Stellar Kart in the 2010s. Love it. Don't ruin things.
You okay?
Lindsay, buddy? Don't ruin stuff. I'm just a student driver.
Oh, man. Moving on.
Okay.
Keeping it going. The band is called the Deep Space Network, Where You Belong. And you belong on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. Tell us what you think. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
It's where you belong.
The Deep Space Network, where you belong. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That was reminiscent of Alien Ant Farm to me. Oh. So, auto dig?
Auto dig.
Auto dig?
Auto dig.
Yeah. Hey, we got an email from somebody that says, would you guys play HB next Tuesday? Here's a link to the wiki page. And you, thanks for emailing
what?
That, Jared.
Awesome.
Hopefully, I will remember.
Yeah.
Poor Stefan, he emailed his song like 2 weeks ago, and last week I totally spaced on it.
Deep Space Network.
Totally spaced on it. But luckily, today.
Yeah.
First thing. Lene says, nope, no thanks, that's a berry from me. Thebe says, not sure why I think of boy bands when I hear this guy sing. Also this. If you guys want to get Thebes anything,
yeah,
you need to get him a bacon-wrapped TFK CD.
Oh, yeah.
He would love it.
Yeah. Bacon radio?
Yes.
That's his jam.
He will cry tears of bacon grease.
Yeah.
Shauna says, love this dig, diggity dig. Laura says, super awesome dig. 28, by the way.
Hey, thanks, Laura.
Jocelyn says, dig, how could you not want to dig a giant hole for this song? Some people would say that, yes, but then they would throw the dirt right back on top. TJ says, I'm 25 and this song is deep, probably about 6 feet deep.
Ah, see what he did there.
There he is. Man, you guys are killing it on the pictures today.
Love it!
This is great.
All the interaction for New Music Tuesday. Thanks to everybody who's been part of it in its new time slot. We're excited for the 7 a.m. hour in New Music Tuesday week in and week out here.
Yeah.
So there you go. We got a few more jams we got to get to.
That's right.
All right. Next up, these guys, a staple.
Yes.
If you will. To Static Radio, Colony House. We love them.
And they are in the process of blowing up, my friends.
They really are.
This band used to be called Caleb, mm-hmm. featuring Stephen Curtis Chapman's two boys.
Yeah.
Another cool dude. Hunter Lamb used to play in the band, and then a guy named Scotty plays guitar. Hunter's not in the band anymore. He travels with Need to Breathe.
Okay.
So he's doing fine. but these guys are so good. Waverly got to play a couple of shows with Caleb when That's they were cool. first, because these two guys grew up on tour with their dad, Stephen Curtis Chapman,
right.
playing in his band, and I think they still do, probably less now that
right.
because Colony House is... They're making waves
things.
Out there. They toured with Bad Sons.
Yeah.
They're on the same label as the Lone Bellow, which is another band
yeah.
that's prominently featured on this station. So this isn't... They just released an album last month, and this is the latest track from that album.
Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's a brand new Colony House on T-Moss Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Wake up, brother, lift your eyes. Colony House, keep on keeping on. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yep.
Yay.
It's good stuff.
And that's all. Nope. Just kidding.
We got a couple more for you, but let's hear what the people have to say about that Colony House there.
Ryan Woolley says, Woolley likey.
Yes.
Love you, Woolley. Jocelyn says, I rest my shovel. Dig, 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 dig. She put up a
lots
picture.
Of digs.
Laura says, nah, bury it. Boom! Laura
All
says,
right.
No. Steven says, pretty sweet. The rhythm and breaks remind me a bit of King's Kaleidoscope. Dig, I'm 26 if we're still playing that game.
Oh, okay, cool. 26 stuff.
Guys, it wasn't
out.
A game.
It's a game. It's
Thebe
good.
Says, Colony House getting big? What do you expect when creating stuff like this? Duh. That's right. Bill says, Young the Giant.
Okay.
Bill, living a life of comparison will only lead to suffering. And not the good kind of suffering.
Hey, that's true.
It's the suffering that you bring on yourself.
He's from the great city of Detroit.
Mm. Manuel yeah. says, yes, I can dig it.
Mm.
And put up a picture of a shovel.
Sam Swan just chimed in and said, dig, the legacy continues.
The legacy. Continues.
Chapman legacy.
In 2005, your Lobo football team said, hey, guess what? We need to start playing football or something. We are a football team, right? And then the other guys looked around and said, I think so. What's football? And then the other guy said, I think it's like soccer, but the ball is shaped like Hey Arnold's head. And now the plan is... continuing. The pieces are in place. The puzzle is coming together, and it's one of those 3D puzzles where if you look at it for more than 5 minutes, you get dizzy and fall over. season tickets are available now. Lobo Football.
Why don't they let me do the commercials? People would be so interested in stuff like that. Right, Doug?
I feel like that would be great, man. I feel like that would be great. If only. If only. We got a couple more New Music Tuesday jams.
Yeah?
We got to take a quick break, though.
Okay.
Take care of some things. Sadly, there's not a Lobo commercial.
Man, I wish it was right here.
Yeah.
Your Lobo football team.
I just want to find it.
I've got to use the restroom.
Can we start saying everything really, really dramatically?
Totally. Totally. Yeah.
I'm so excited about church this week. I can't wait to go outside.
Who do you
School is the best.
Oh,
stay amazing. Tuned for announcement about the Five Iron Frenzy concert in September.
Tickets are on sale now for Five Iron Frenzy details. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Puzzles are cool.
It's a time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Welcome back to New Music Tuesday.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mateo hanging out with you.
Howdy.
A little show called Team Awesome Morning Party, if you know what I'm saying.
It's fun. It's fun on a Tuesday morning.
Oh, man. We got a couple more jams for you to get to.
We do.
Now, if you're just joining us in the 8 o'clock hour thinking, oh, yeah, it's kicking off. Well, you've missed an hour of it.
Duh.
And it's a new time slot. 7 o'clock hour. It'll bleed over.
It'll bleed over, y'all.
It always does. We thought we'd give you guys an opportunity to vote on all the music. Got a couple left, and we're saving the best for last, in my opinion. I can't wait to get to the final song. But first, another great band of Static Radio. They're called Driver Friendly.
Yeah.
This song is called Undone.
They came through with Reliant K Motion City soundtrack last fall.
That's right.
And it was fun. Me and Doug have been digging on Driver Friendly.
For a long time.
Yeah, we like this.
For a long time.
I like him.
All right, tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Driver Friendly's latest, it's Undone on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey!
Static. Driver Friendly, Undone, Static Radio. Good morning. It's Team Awesome Morning Party and New Music Tuesday, your chance to vote on all the music we play. Dig it, bury it, that's the format, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yeah.
You can tell us what you think. You know, usually the big digs get the ads,
woo,
if you will.
Scoop.
So tell us what you think.
Laura says, dig it. Bill says, I would like to compare these guys to someone else, but Matt won't let me, so I'll refer to Thebes' image, which is Dig Dug.
Ah, it's good. You know, Dig Dug reminds me of another classic video game.
What's that? Bill, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, man. Broadening horizons of stuff and such.
Oh, Jocelyn says, if we are still playing the game that wasn't a game, I'm 17.
Ah, cool.
Michael Harvey says, Dig and I will play the age game. I'm 35. What is Bill's age? I don't think even Bill knows how old he is.
Tell us what you think about all the music. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Final song of the morning, and we're stoked about this one. We've been waiting for this for what feels like a year.
A long time.
Mickey Echo sang this at the iTunes Music Festival in London, and we were like, dude, this is the jam.
Yes.
And then it took him a little time to actually put it down and have it mastered and
well, I think he's had his album done forever.
Yeah.
Because I read an interview last year and they were talking about how his album's been done. They just hadn't released it.
Weird.
And they still haven't released it, but they put out a new single. So hopefully that means
it's getting closer. Yeah.
Yeah. But you think about it, I think they're really trying to help his career be great.
Yeah.
Because he's a fantastic artist.
Absolutely.
He's got an incredible voice. He's so talented. And nowadays, in our fickle, fickle culture, you know, it's like flash in a pan like nothing else.
Yeah.
We used to, you know, you had the one-hit wonder. Well, now everyone's a one-hit wonder for at least a minute and a half. And now we have radio stations cutting songs down to 2 minutes long.
That was crazy, man.
It is crazy.
Talked about that last week.
Fails. This station, I hope, never does that.
We won't.
If, as long as I have a say, it won't happen.
Now, we are a listener-supported station, so it does cost money to run a station. Coming up, actually, we're going to talk about something new in Albuquerque. Businesses operating without money.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting story, and it's local, so we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. But yeah, meantime, we are a listener-supported station. We do depend upon your dollars to help us. Yeah, real actual dollars. You can chime in. You can be a part of this ministry and become a Static fanatic. It's easy, $30 a month, and you get some cool stuff. We got a really rad Static t-shirt.
Yes,
a really rad Static t-shirt.
And we have sunglasses.
Yep.
And we have purpose.
Details and awesomeness, mystaticradio.com if you would like to become a Static fanatic. In the meantime, the final song of New Music Tuesday this morning, it's Mickey Echo, his song Smile. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. See you awesome morning party.
Now!
Static.
Smile, the worst is yet to come. We'll be lucky if we ever see the sun. To come, we'll be lucky if we ever see the sun.
Mickey Echo, Smile, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Gosh, he's so good!
He can sing so well, everyone.
We were talking with our boy Jamie Hayes.
Yes.
This weekend about being at the BSU and him just rocking it.
Mm-hmm.
You went to college with that kid.
I know. Laura says dig, Bill says I like, so there. Thebe says, not excited about the high vocals, but the rest of the song is pretty excellent. Even so, the vocals bury it for him. Lene says, love it, dig. Sean says, I'm digging it so hard it hurts.
Don't hurt yourself. Hey.
By the way, the game that's not a game, I'm 30. Donna says, well, it's always good to smile. Dig it.
There you go. That is the end of New Music Tuesday, which is just kind of sad.
TJ said the best part of this song is that we are 3 minutes closer to football.
Okay. Just because your Packers look decent doesn't mean you gotta just forget about the rest of the world, man. There's a lot going on in the world right now.
There's a lot going on in the world right now.
Sing.
So I wrote a little song and it's happening right now. I love ending sentences with right now. Think I'll sing about it when right now. You're welcome. Right now.
Oh, it was terrible. I loved it.
Somebody named Sarah called in and said she really liked that song.
Let's see. Static!
Dude!
Hey!
Dude.
Okay, all right. Maybe that was a little over the top.
That was
Shane.
Hurricane Shane, man.
What
busting
are you
in
doing?
Like one.
You know, man, I miss you guys, dude. I haven't seen you guys lately, and I got to tell you something. I love you guys.
I love you, too!
You know? So what's going down, dude? What are we talking about today? Is there some meat and potatoes on the table?
Gosh, nope. you call in, but you're not listening. You're
right,
just...
now. I listen to new music. I did. I am. But I did that TV show on my buddy Wyatt Earp, who played Wyatt Earp, flew into town for another television show this morning, stayed at my house, and he's actually listening to you guys right now. So we have been discussing the format of the world's finest radio station, 88.3 Static Radio.
Yeah. World's finest.
Yeah. World's finest.
And listening to two of the finest gentlemen on the spinning rock. So there you go.
F-I-N-E, fine.
That's true. But Doug and Daniel don't actually talk, so I don't know the gentleman that you're listening
yeah.
to.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we'll settle for you two guys. You know, that's okay.
I like it.
All right. But listen, man, when we get into some meat and potatoes, dude, we'll call you back. And I just want to tell you, man, you guys are doing a stellar job. I love you guys.
Thanks, Shane. Love you.
All right, guys. Later.
All right, later.
There you go. There you go. Hurricane Shane. That dude.
I like it.
He calls in to hang out.
He does.
I wanted to just make up some random thing.
Meat and potatoes. We're actually discussing the amount of potatoes that Ireland has. Once.
Yes.
Nah, I lost
no?
it.
Okay, that's all right.
They did have a great potato famine.
They did?
A long time ago.
I have no idea what you're
talking right.
about. Cool, man.
Doug knows what I'm talking about.
APS.
That's right.
Yeah, never learned
Speaking
it.
Speaking of APS.
Never learned it.
I wonder if they're having potatoes.
Ah, yes, totally forgot that one again.
No.
It's all right. Hey, speaking of New Mexico and food, the New Mexico Chili Association introduced... the New Mexico Certified Chili Program to protect our state's original signature crop.
That's right. My name's Leonard Sandwich. That's right. It's my last name, Sandwich. Don't ask questions about it. I'm currently trying to get certified. as an official grower of chilies here in the fine state of New Mexico.
In 2011, Governor Susana Martinez signed into law the New Mexico Chili Advertising Act, making it illegal for any product grown outside of New Mexico to be advertised as New Mexico grown.
That's right!
They're going to take the law a step further with this new thing. They're going to preserve the integrity. It preserves culture, heritage.
That's right. It preserves integrity of the chili, the culture of the chili, the heritage of the chili. But unfortunately, not the flavor. That's where I come in.
Ah.
That's right. Leonard Sandwich is your man for the best chili jams this side of the border. Of here in Texas.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Texas actually doesn't count, even if you grow it in El Paso.
That's right.
Still considered Texas. So
Texas doesn't count.
Not going to get a lot.
Colorado doesn't count.
Yeah, not going to get
Arizona
a lot.
Arizona doesn't count. Wyoming doesn't count. I'll tell you, the only one that counts is New Mexico chili.
Right.
It's the hottest. It's the best. It's the sexiest chili.
Okay.
This side of the Mason-Dixon.
The what?
That's right. I'm from here. I'm a native. To the state here. You can tell, by the way, I'm referencing invisible lines across the country. That's how you know. Born and raised in New Mexico.
That's right.
Another fine invisible line that I like to frequent is called the equator.
I thought you were going to say the Great Divide. Isn't the Great Divide at least in New Mexico?
The equator.
Doug, the Great Divide.
Wraps around the center of the earth. Separating hemispheres. Now that's an invisible line I can get behind. Am I right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about chili. I'm talking about how great chili is here in New Mexico.
Leonard, man, it's really good to have you.
Thank you guys for letting me be.
Totally.
I just want to talk for about 35 minutes about chili types and the importance thereof with chili. Chili is the most important thing that has ever happened in New Mexico.
Yeah, we need to come up with some more things to be stoked about here in New Mexico.
No!
Oh, no?
What are you? Who are you?
I was actually born in Texas.
What's wrong? I'm offended.
I moved here when
I am offended.
I was like nine. I've been
here
for years.
You brought in your foreign chili, and you're trying to pass it off as cool and good.
I'm sorry.
You, sir.
Remember the Alamo?
Or what we call a blasphemer here in the chili industry.
Right.
That's right. You are a wolf in sheep's clothing. You are a false prophet of chili.
Wow.
You are trying to sell us something that is subpar at best.
My favorite chili is when they put the, like, the meat in it and the beans and it's
that
all
sounds like Eastern chili.
Oh.
Which I know nothing about. Because I'm not from the Southeast, I am from New Mexico. Not the old Mexico, not the USA, I am from New Mexico.
Gotcha.
The Republic of New Mexico.
Yes.
That's right. We grow our own chili, we sell our own chili, we're better than everybody else at chili, that's all we've got. I want to reference something that I like to call opening up the hatch.
Gotcha.
Hatch New Mexico.
That's right.
Chili is the best. Let's open. Oh, what's that? Wonderful chili. That's what that smell is.
Oh, man.
I sweat all the time.
More with Leonard. More Team Awesome. Morning, morning.
Chili!
Static. Good morning.
Three, two, one.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Let's see what's going on in the traffic world of things. It's going to reload. Oh, hey.
Hurricane Shane's out our window.
He is at our window. Come to my window. Looks like we just have construction at I-25 to report. Also, construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. And we have an accident, Coors Boulevard South at I-40. Accident, Coors Boulevard South at I-40. To report, so be careful around there. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Sopo. Solomon Sports, coffee shop here on the Calvary campus. They are closed this week, and it makes me sad!
Yep.
Closed all week long. They're revamping, getting a new menu going. I cannot wait until Monday for new breakfast items and awesomeness.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you just got to make some coffee at home and get ready. I didn't do that this morning. I am saddened.
I'm telling you, man, the Benson by my coffee loss maker is
of
the
coffee.
Best.
I know.
It's the best.
I know.
Oh.
Like a Pop-Tart something. What?
Yeah.
We're on the air.
I know. We had a visitor, guys. We had a visitor, but we can't exactly go get visitors when we're working.
I feel like I have to say, sorry, Shane. He was outside. He just left?
He just left. He had his friend with him that's been listening. Flew in.
Why did he leave?
VIP. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We're just radio guys, so a lot of people just assume that if they show up, we're at their beck and call.
Ah.
The fact of the matter is, if we showed up at your job and said, hey, let's hang out right now, you wouldn't be able to leave your desk.
That's true.
You'd be like, guys, I'm working. We'd be like, yeah, yeah, come on, come on, let's do this. Come on. It's fun. So just remember that. If you ever drop by, we can't exactly just stop.
Yeah.
But we still love you.
Still makes me sad. Hurricane Shane was just at our window.
I wanted to meet his friend, his VIP that came in.
Yeah.
Next time.
Why did he leave?
It's over.
Well, Hurricane Shane left. Makes us sad, so we have to say we're sorry. Sorry, Shane. Speaking of people apologizing, Ethan Zuckerman. You don't know him, but chances are you hate him.
Woo!
He is the man who invented pop-up ads.
How could he do this to me?
He actually apologized to the world in a lengthy explanation of his original intentions. He was writing for The Atlantic. He explained that he had unintentionally created pop-up ads. In the late 90s, he was working for Tripod.com, I guess this website that rocked content, marketed stuff, services to graduates, right?
Yes.
So they changed business models after the initial concept failed to catch on, becoming a web page hosting provider.
Oh.
Yeah. So they tried a number of different revenue streams to keep the business going. They're trying to sell merch, subscription services, even a paid-for mag. But what really worked was advertising. And that's where it all began. He actually wrote an essay. He said, quote, at the end of the day, the business model that got us funded was advertising. The model that got us acquired was analyzing users' personal home pages so we could better target ads to them. Along the way, they ended up creating one of the most hated tools in the advertiser's toolkit, the pop-up ad.
The pop-up ad is the worst thing about the internet.
He says, quote, it was a way to associate an ad with the user's page without putting it directly on the page, which advertisers worried would imply an association between their brand and the page's content. Specifically, we came up with it when a major car company freaked out that they'd bought a bad ad on a page that celebrated stuff I can't say.
Stuff that we can't talk about. Why would you? You're doing what I do. You're getting halfway through and then saying, wait a second.
End quote.
End quote.
It celebrated. Celebrated. I mean, that's just naughty.
Give me this. Let me see. Man, I wish you guys could know what this is, because it is something we can't talk about on the radio. But I'll tell you something we can't talk about.
I apologize for my red face.
We can talk about how great Doug is. Doug is the best. Doug is a friend of friends. Doug is somebody that is lovely.
Okay, all that to say, he wrote the code to launch a window and run an ad in it. He says, I'm sorry, our intentions were good. But pop-up advertising was born. He now works for MIT, by the way.
So let this be a lesson to all of us. The road to pop-up advertising is paved with good intentions.
Yeah.
But in the end, you can't even get to where you want to go because there's a pop-up ad box.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money.
Yes.
Dollar bill, y'all. See, he knows.
He knows about it.
Here's the thing. He doesn't believe that pop-up advertising is the way that everybody has to do it. Advertising,
yes.
Revenue models, funding businesses in Albuquerque, kind of rocking it on the map right now, making national headlines for something that they are trying to do. We're going to talk about that on the way.
That's right.
That's called the tease.
Hey.
Local business here, or business model, maybe. A crew here in Albuquerque trying to do something new, trying to run a business.
Interesting.
Without money?
What?
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static!
Here we go.
I don't have that
party, and it'll be fun.
This is going to be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, because a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Good morning!
Hey, everybody. It is Tuesday, and it is great. Shout out to Shane and our new friend, JR.
It's pretty awesome.
Yes.
Pretty awesome!
That dude...
looks like Bradley Cooper?
He looks like Bradley Cooper and the singer of All American Rejects mixed together.
That's interesting.
Yes.
It's an interesting mix. Speaking of mixing it up, every single day, 3 o'clock hour, you need to be a part of what Celeste is doing on afternoons. The double shot. Your double shot picked me up for the day. You can vote on what band you want to hear. She'll rock a double shot. It's usually some songs that you don't normally hear on Static, which is a feat because we pride ourselves on playing songs that other stations don't play. And then Celeste, like, one-upped it and was like, oh, yeah?
Check
well, I'm
going to
play some jams that we don't even play.
Ha-ha!
Hashtag freaking awesome!
That's right.
Double shot every single weekday. Chime in, 3 o'clock hour. Stay close to us, bro. Twitter's a good way to be our friend. You can do that. Let's see, how else can you hang out with us? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Speaking of hanging out, Albuquerque. Apparently trying to get on the map. Old school socialism / original biblical times, Book of Acts.
Don't say socialism.
And by, I mean original church.
Don't.
My bad. ABQ Hours, they are gaining national attention. It's a website in Albuquerque. They set up an exchange system. Not completely sure how it works yet. We're kind of checking it out.
Let's check it out.
According to the organizer, Jamie Phillips, ABQ Hours says, everybody has something to offer. Everybody has time. Not everybody has money, though.
That's right.
That was said to KRQE News 13 here in Albuquerque. Well, organizers hosted a free event this last weekend to try and talk about what you can do. Basically, you sign up, like, with the service. So maybe you and I would sign up as DJs. What do you think? Like, hey, we can totally host your wedding.
Okay.
Or your graduation party. Or your kid's third birthday. I do some wicked balloons.
I can do a wicked balloon impression.
Do
listen
a
to
wicked...
this.
Oh, yeah. Sounded like I was just letting air out of a balloon.
Or check this out.
Oh. Am I right? Yeah, third birthday. Happy birthday, kid. Here's your balloon. I don't actually have balloons. It's this guy. What if we talked like that at kids' birthday parties?
Hey, little kid, this is my real voice.
Look, kid. Happy birthday.
You know what we need to do?
Huh?
We need
You just scared me.
We need to use these voices to fix Doug's problems that we were talking about earlier today.
Yes.
That's what we need
to do. This is another show. Here, that's our service.
Oh, my gosh.
Our service that we offer is calling companies you don't want to have to call to say, hey, I want to cancel my service.
Yes.
We'll do that for you.
Yes.
It's
hey,
the service that we offer.
We'll call it the intimidating balloon.
So here's the thing. According to this new model... they want to run this business without money. So basically, hey, if you do, you say you give somebody a half hour haircut.
Yep.
Now you got half an hour to spend on another service on the website.
Call your man.
They say everybody's time is valued the same.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Now you gotta attend like some orientation and go through all this stuff to like be part of it, because I guess there's, you know, safety issues.
Safety.
To become a member, you have to,
let
like,
me tell you a little,
know,
bit about safety.
Background checks. Because imagine you're like, yeah, man, I give haircuts out of my home. Yeah, especially. Yeah.
Out of my, straight out my van. You guys fall.
Come check me out.
Specialize in, like, you know, really specific kinds of.
Oh, yeah, it's free.
Don't do that.
It's free,
Doug.
Yeah. It's
Doug?
Free. Yeah.
Doug.
So we're just celebrating what? Huh?
No.
No. Okay. So we want people to stay alive, so they, there's an orientation. Safety is involved. No pop-up ads on crazy websites.
Brilliant.
There's about 70 members in Albuquerque already for this thing. ABQ Hours. Interesting. Interesting. Speaking of interesting, Dougie Fresh.
Speaking of Dougie Fresh, he's gone on a tiny
Our
microphone.
Wonderful producer extraordinaire has a problem.
Dougie Fresh.
Yes. Doug, turn your mic up, Doug.
Turn it up, dude.
Turn it up.
There we go.
Whoa.
Hey.
There you are. That's way better.
Yeah.
Way better. I like that way better.
And way worse.
Just kidding, Doug. Okay. I love you.
Tell us what's happening in your life, Doug. We need to know what's going on in your world, okay, so we can get an understanding.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, our brand new dog chewed up our remote.
Ugh.
So we called Comcast because it used to be...
You put the dog down, right?
No.
Oh. Whoa. Oh, no?
So we called Comcast and we said, hey, we need a new remote. And they said, hey, we don't send them to you anymore.
What?
You have to go to the store and pick one up yourself. And I said, oh, that's cool because I work from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day.
Yeah.
And the store closes at 7.
Okay.
So they go, oh, you can download this wonderful app. And you can download the app and change the channels on your phone without having to get the remote.
Yeah.
So we off and on use the app, but the app freezes and our box completely freezes and we can't do anything. So last night we got stuck watching Cartoon Network when I wanted to watch Monday Night Raw and Monday Night Football. So anyways, we were going to cancel our subscription to cable anyways. So my wife called 4 times yesterday and got hung up on 4 different times while trying to find out how to cancel our cable. And then I called last night to do both to figure out why our app wasn't working, the box wasn't working, and then cancel. And I sat on hold for 3 minutes and then they go, oh.
Wait, 3 minutes? Come on, bro.
No, but I sat on hold for 3 minutes for them to tell me, oh, our offices are closed.
Lame.
Oh, 3 minutes. Who has time for that?
No, I don't. I live in a high-speed world. My world travels at least like quarter mile at a time.
Wait, what?
That's how I live my life, man. Quarter mile at a time.
The 3 minutes is only bad because they go, oh, we're experiencing higher than average weight volumes.
No, that's true.
And then they go, oh, wait, we're not even open. Sorry about that.
When they say
you sit
to
on
me,
hold for nothing.
When they say, hey, we're experiencing higher than normal weight volumes, I'm like, I can't help it that you're obese. Leave me alone and put me through to somebody. What are you talking about? Is that, that's what they're saying to me.
No, that's actually not what they're
that's
saying.
That's what they say to me all the time. It's, and I ignore them, Doug.
W-A-I-T. It's different when you're saying words.
Nuh-uh.
When you're reading words.
I don't want, I can't
wait,
help you.
Wait times.
You're a computer. Yeah. I can't, I don't know what you eat all the time. I don't know your dietary supplement lifestyle. I don't know if you're getting up and walking around, if you're just sitting there.
That's a totally different
one. No, it's not.
Yeah, so.
And you know what? It's not fair of them to try to put that on your shoulders, Doug.
Yeah.
You're not a professional trainer.
No.
We should call these people.
So we're supposed to call. Are you going to talk to them about their weight first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to call because I have to put in my last 4 of my social and stuff like that when I call in.
Doug, wait, just say your
so
social
wait, let me
security
call and then I'll put them through to you.
No, put it, just say it on the air.
No, I don't want to be you. Is that even legal?
No, I'll just say I'm not me. I'll just say I'm doing it for him.
Shouldn't
and then
we
I'll pass
call,
it to
though?
You. I'll go, oh, wait, here's Doug.
Oh, here's Doug.
No, because you have to talk to the machine first, and then you have to put in your last 4 of
your
social.
Call the machine. Call the machine.
And then when it gets to a person, I'll just go, oh, here he is.
Yes. Throw it over.
What?
Yeah. We're going to take care of this. This is our service. This is what we do, and you're not going to back away from this. We have this is our calling. We did it for Kuhn yesterday and got him a job.
We did.
Just think of what we could do
for
Doug.
Ryan Kuhn, friend of ours, put you down as a reference.
He did.
For a job.
Yep.
And the reference people called, and you were unavailable, so you called back during the morning show.
Because
honestly, this is really the only time we have to take care
That's
of important
all we
things
got.
Like, you know, canceling our Comcast and
we
stuff
only
like that.
Do work-related things while we're at work.
Doug, you want to cancel your Comcast? Okay.
We got you, buddy.
I'm going to keep you on. You're going to be part of this. You're our producer.
No, we are going to handle this for you,
we
Doug.
Are. Yeah. Okay, this is the only opportunity that we have.
We're going to see.
I see this going
awry. If they try to give us the old runaround.
Well, here's the thing. But what about if other people in the room are still current? I don't.
Those other people have made bad decisions.
I don't want them to know my name. I don't want them to know who I am.
Then make up a name.
Look, actually, you know what? I can't lie.
Just say that you're Michelle Bransford.
Oh, I can't do it.
Mitch Bransford.
Mitch.
Hey, you're Mitch Bransford.
Hi, I'm Mitch.
I'm Mitch. I am, yes. Just interrupt.
Oh, he's. Is he? Are you getting through to them? Okay.
Are you nervous?
It's a little bit.
Why?
I don't know.
It's not our lives that we're affecting. It's Doug's.
It is, exactly.
Yeah.
We're affecting a human life.
No.
This is his.
Hey,
he can't live without internet.
Do you have scientific evidence that Doug is a human?
Do you have another way to get internet service? Are you going to...
Doug is an enterprising young man, and he can figure it out.
Are we canceling internet?
No, we're keeping the internet.
Oh, my my gosh, okay. This is so complicated.
But we're canceling the cable.
Keep the internet, cancel
but
the cable.
But the cable is way more expensive than the internet, so they want me to keep it.
Okay.
I got this, Doug.
But, okay.
Cancel the internet, keep the cable. Okay. Got it.
Cancel the internet.
Let's do this.
Okay, cancel the internet. Okay, I need to write this down.
Yes. Okay. Cancel the internet, keep the internet, keep the cable.
But you want your you want upgrade
your TV. Cable packages.
You want to upgrade the highest to the highest cable package.
Gotcha.
With Cinemax and HBO.
Doug, we're not going to do that for you. I'm convicted against that.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a lot of bad shows.
What if we just cancel the cable and keep the internet?
That works.
That's a good idea.
That's what we'll
do. I like that better. See the way you talk to him like that?
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm a
decision maker. You just...
I'd love to twist the truth and make people do what I want them to do. It's part of being a
salesman.
Are you
ready? Okay. He's got...
I was just calling because I need to... actually, hold on real quick. Can I hold on 1 second at work?
Oh, my gosh. Wait, so now what do I... So now I'm supposed to... But I'm you?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi! Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Comcast?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, thank you.
Tell
okay.
Her.
All right, so I wanted to let... Wait, first of all, I have to let you know you're on the radio because we do a morning show, but I don't have time afterwards because my kids are in Little League now, and it's chaos, so this was the only time I was able to call because I tried calling last night and was on hold for a while, and then sadly by the time it got to my turn, I think it was closed, and so... but I just wanted to take care of some stuff.
Okay, what's going on?
Our cable box froze yesterday, and so we were stuck watching Cartoon Network for like 12 hours straight.
We were very upset.
We were. This is my partner.
Yes.
And so we were stuck watching King of the Hill for a long time, and we have great, or I can't say that. Internet service we want to keep, right? Uh-huh. We're keeping the internet?
Yes, my name is Shannon. I want to keep the internet. I want to get rid of the cable because of the devil box.
It's not a devil box. It was
last
one
night
time.
It treated me.
And to be honest, it's been hard for us because our dog, we have a dog.
We do.
And our dog chewed up the remote and then we had to try and get another one, but we had to go get it. Did we go get it?
Does that make sense?
No, we haven't picked it up yet, though, because we haven't... We're so busy because we do the show.
So anyway, we want to keep the internet.
Yes.
We want to cancel the cable.
Okay.
So we started to use the app.
Yes,
right.
We had to use the app, which was a little bit more difficult than what we think we're paying for.
Right?
I'm sure you can imagine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let me go ahead and pull up your account so we can take a look at that together. What is the name and address on your account, please?
You have the best accent I've ever heard in my life.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Okay, and my address and my name. My name's Doug.
Yes.
Douglas Case. C-A-S as in Steve-O. E as in evangelical.
Yes.
Doug Case.
Do you want me to give him your address off the air?
Yes. We're going to give you back to our producer so that we can give our address off the air because me and my partner here are very popular and we don't want people to know where. I'm going to stand by.
Okay. Stand by.
This
is great.
This is a train wreck.
We are taking care of things for
our friends. I am so nervous.
Yeah, calm down. You're Doug.
This is
Doug
awful.
Usually this nervous? Get into character, bud. Come on.
Doug is usually this nervous.
No, he's
he
not.
He sounds so awkward
I've
on the air.
I've never seen
all
Doug
the time.
Sweat, ever. I'm being Shannon right now.
They're going to
so
answer
I'm
the
calm,
last
cool,
word of
collected.
Quote unquote my social. Oh, okay, here we go. Doug!
Wait, she said we have to make sure this isn't being recorded over the air.
Well, come on, it is. We told her that.
It's not being recorded. It's being recorded for Comedy Assurance.
Yes, tell her that.
I'll tell her that. Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
We wanted to tell you that this is being recorded for Comedy Assurance.
Yes.
Okay, and we do not allow that.
Oh, man.
But you guys record us when we call you.
Well, that's for quality insurance, but this is being transmitted over the radio.
Yes.
Okay, and that we do not allow.
But you sound great.
I know. You have a great radio voice, and we really need to take care of this, and it's really, really hard to do this at other times of the day.
And I do apologize for that, but it is for propriety. It cannot be really recorded and released over the air.
Okay. Well, our dog ate the remote, and we had to have to use the app, and it's really inconvenient. And King of the Hill, while it is a hilarious show, 12 hours. I mean,
it's intense.
It's intense. By the end, it was like, hey, Bobby. And I was talking like that. My partner here, he's actually from Alaska.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, look at that. That's his accent. And that's what happened.
Thank you for your time.
I know. We're going to have to try and figure this out because we really
need to
take care of this.
And I certainly apologize for that.
No, it's okay.
You have yourself a great afternoon, and thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She was a jerk.
Gosh!
Well, I think we know.
Well, Doug, take care of your own crap! Made me so nervous! I don't like being you. It was the worst. I don't even know where you live. I don't even know!
I know where he lives. I like to watch him while he sleeps.
Well, this adventure and this new Albuquerque business model did not fare well for us.
We're not giving up on this. Oh.
So you can't call Comcast and cancel people's Comcast subscriptions.
They don't want you to record it.
Obviously, I suck at that service, so you don't want
me
to do that.
Here's the deal. They don't want you to record it.
Right.
Because they know they've been doing a lot of crap.
Oh.
And so if we record them doing crap, then it's getting broadcast to an audience. People are going to be like, oh, wow, yeah, I heard that.
To be fair, we said immediately.
Yeah.
We were on the air on a morning show.
She waited, and like that was the first thing when I gave her my address. She goes, wait, this is on the radio, but is it being recorded? And I said,
We should have said, possibly. I mean, kids love us.
Kids love
kids
recordings.
Record us all the time.
The radio is dead, lady. It's all about podcasting.
Hello? Obviously.
Everybody knows
that. Sorry, Doug.
It's all right.
Really trying
to help
you out,
though?
Man.
If your bill doubles, that's not our fault.
It's not our fault.
That's her fault.
She was I heard her clicking away, and I was like, oh, great, I'm going to get a call later from Comcast.
But here's the deal. That's not our fault. We were in character. I was
and
Shannon.
You told
me. He was Doug. And he was
you
being you.
I'm just going to say, I've seen videos of you guys all over YouTube.
Yeah.
And I thought it was A-OK to record.
A-OK, man.
A-OK.
That's what you should say. That's good.
All right. Well, I hope you get that squared away, buddy.
Hopefully.
Sorry.
Love
it's
you,
all right.
Doug.
Thank you, guys.
Gosh. Love you.
Well, we failed our service
We should
today.
Try to fix everybody's problems.
Yeah.
Hey, if you have a problem, give us a call and we'll try to solve it.
If you
check
got
out
a problem.
My hook while my DJ revolve it. Hit it up.
Ice Ice Baby.
Revolve the hook.
I don't know what that means.
Check out the hook while my DJ revolve it.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, revolves because it revolves around a record.
Turntable.
Turntables?
Yeah, dude.
Gosh. Off my game. If you have an issue.
Yes.
We will take care of it.
If you have a volume, that's too much for us. But if you have an issue, we can probably handle it.
Heck yeah! Studio@mystaticradio.com. We'll be your Mr. Fix-It. We'll take care of stuff.
That's right. We'll be your Mr. Clean. We'll shave our heads bald and they'll be
no,
shiny.
We will not
we'll
do
it.
Gosh, you are
assuredly
taking
assuredly as
next
the
level.
Two guys that were sleeping right outside the skate park this morning, we will do that for you.
Real life, everybody.
Real life.
All right, that's it for us. If you missed any part of the show, you can podcast it at mystaticradio.com. However, I'm sure there's a part of it that might be missing for quality assurance.
But we'll make that part funny. I'll do a little, I'll read a story. I'll read part of Pride and Prejudice over
there. It's going to be in there.
It'll be great.
It's going to be, that's a really good idea.
Hello.
Hello. I'll be the other character in Pride and Prejudice.
It's like really funny.
Funny,
fantastic. Hey, this is Steve Mateo. We are going to read Pride and Prejudice right now because we got in trouble.
Until then, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.